Welcome to The Shrinking Man Project.
The Shrinking Man Project, Episode 13, Taking Care of Business.
Greetings, and welcome to Episode 13 of The Shrinking Man Project. I'm your host, Doc Coleman. Another week has gone by, and it's time for another check-in. I've spent a lot of the last week getting things done and out of the way. I'm still not caught up, but I've managed to get some long-standing things off my plate. I've also figured out some things about how I can manage to get things done in the future. One advantage of my new schedule is that it will give me more time in the afternoons where I can go out and run errands at businesses that keep 9-to-5 hours. Before, those errands were always something that I had to do on my day off.
Off to the scales!
But let's get this show on the road. That means that I'm off of the scales and you get another carefully chosen promo. This one's not long, but it's a good one. Back in a minute.
Out in the deep dark, we trust Lois. But for podcast novel reviews, we trust Odin. Visit viewfromvalhalla.com.
That was the voice of Nathan Lowell talking about Odin One Eye's blog, The View from Valhalla. Odin has become the authority on the internet for reviews of podcast fiction. He only reviews completed projects, and he judges them on story, performance, cast quality, and gives a final overall rating. If you want to know what to put into your ears, take a look at what Odin has to say.
The weigh-in.
All right, now it's time for the weigh-in. And let me tell you, this week's result is a big surprise. I am down to 290 pounds. That's down 4 pounds from last week and down 130 pounds from my start. I was really not expecting that kind of change. I had hoped to lose a pound or two, but I wasn't expecting four, especially on a rest week. All I can figure is that the drop is due to recovering from the stress of the previous weeks, that now my body is dumping the weight that stress hormones caused me to gain 2 weeks ago.
The week in review.
I seem to be fairly well recovered from my throat infection. I finished off the round of antibiotics and I seem to be back to my old self, and the cats seem to be going crazy. My wife is also recovering. It will take a while for her to fully recover, but she's feeling herself again. Sometimes she has energy drops, but that isn't happening much anymore. Now, this past week was a rest week, but I did manage to get some exercise in. On Wednesday, I did some walking around the parking garage at work with my coworkers. Until the construction at our new office site is done, the parking deck is the only area that they have available for folks to exercise as part of our fitness program. It's kind of limited, but it's something. I also went to a flea market on Saturday and got some more walking in, although it wasn't any kind of high-intensity exercise. My food was good again this week. I've been able to restock my personal larder at work. Now that I have healthy foods to combat the munchies, I can keep away from the vending machine. We did have a bit of a scare with one of our cats this week. Trill, our youngest Maine Coon, went from being all over us one day to hiding in dark places the next. Then we noticed that she was throwing up when she tried to use the litter box. My wife went and took her to the vet the next day, and it seems that Trill had some kind of a hair blockage in her digestive tract, and she was not a happy camper. But the vet cleaned her out, and now she's back to her old demanding, ricocheting self. I've been working more on my writing this past week, and I've recruited a few more beta readers to help polish my stories. I also got them started on reviewing one of the first short stories I did for the Every Photo Tells podcast. I plan on polishing up the text and then publishing the written version on Smashwords for around 99 cents. If the stories are well received, then after I get a few more done, I may look into doing an anthology book of short stories. But that may be getting ahead of myself right now. One of the things that I did get done this past week was getting my BiPAP machine recalibrated. I have sleep apnea due to a deviated septum. Sleep apnea is a condition where you stop breathing in your sleep. This can be a problem in a couple of different ways. If you have a lot of apnea events in an evening, your blood oxygen can drop, and you can have the same kind of problems if you have long apnea events. With severe sleep apnea, you can wake up gasping for breath in the middle of the night, or wake up in the morning feeling as if someone had spent the whole night beating you with a 2x4. In the worst case, you can not wake up at all. Being overweight makes sleep apnea worse. The CPAP machine has a mask that straps over your nose and provides air at a constant pressure to keep your lungs supplied with oxygen. It also helps keep the breathing rhythm going. The BiPAP does much the same thing, except it switches between two different pressures. This does even more to keep you in the breathing rhythm. Now, I had lost so much weight in the past year that my BiPAP pressure was now too high. The pressure would force my mouth open, and the air that went in my nose would come whistling out my mouth. So I had to stop using it. I did a couple of sleep studies to get a new calibration level, and they downgraded me from a BiPAP to a CPAP. Fortunately, the machine that I have will do both, it just needs to be calibrated correctly. I got mine recalibrated on Friday, and on Friday night I slept with my mask on for the first time in months. I'd forgotten about the punched in the nose feeling you get when you're not used to sleeping with the mask on. It wasn't as bad this morning. You quickly get used to wearing the mask.
Lessons learned.
Take advantage of opportunities that come up. Sometimes you just have to seize the moment. There's pretty much always something worthwhile to do. You just have to get it done while you're thinking about it. A lot of the stuff that I got done this week came from capitalizing on these spur-of-the-moment opportunities.
Moving forward.
Really trying to work ahead. I have taken a number of projects right down to their deadlines lately because I have let my buffer slip. And I need to get back into building up those buffers, even if I'm just doing small things at first and then branching out to larger bits of work as I have time.
Feedback!
A big welcome to Beth Alis, who commented about catching up on the podcast last week. Beth is a fellow fan of Scott Sigler's writing, who came over and started listening to the podcast after seeing a link to the project over in Scott's forums. Thanks for listening, Beth. And come to think of it, thank all of you for listening. If you haven't mentioned it before, I'd love to hear how you found the podcast and why you've stayed. And you can tell me that by leaving a comment on the blog at theshrinkingmanproject.com or sending me an email at doc@theshrinkingmanproject.com. As always, you can leave a voicemail at 240-745-5022. Or you can join the fun over on Facebook with the fans of The Shrinking Man Project. If you've got a podcast or special project and you've got a promo, send it on to me. And as always, I'd really appreciate it if you could leave a review in iTunes or on Podcast Alley. Tell your friends about the podcast. Have a good week. I'll see you next time. Bye.
This podcast is copyright 2011 by The Shrinking Man Project. All rights reserved. The Shrinking Man Project is distributed and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 United States license. That means that you're welcome to pass it around, but you can't claim that it's yours, you can't charge money for it, and you can't make changes to the podcast. The Shrinking Man Project is a Swimming Cat Studios production. For more information and show notes, go to theshrinkingmanproject.com. Before the... And the sounds of cat tussling. That now...
The Week in Review by Walter Cronkite.
It will take a while for her to fully recover, but she's feeling herself again. Wait, that didn't sound right. She's feeling good. I've been working more on my writing this past week, and I've recruited a few more beta readers to help polish off my story. I've been working more on my writing this past week, and... I may look into doing an It also helps the breathing... keep the breathing... I'd forgotten about the litter box. I think we need to take it back from on Friday night.
Yeah.
Apparently, one uninterrupted take is too much to ask. Or at least this one. Shut up! Beth is a fellow fan of Scott Sigler's writing, who came over to